Well, now let's go to Texas, where a number of controversial voting bills from the Republican-led legislature are headed to Republican Governor Greg Abbott's desk for his signature. One would expand the state's oversight of local elections in Harris County, which is dominated by Democrats. Another would get rid of the position of elections administrator, also in Harris County. Andrew Schneider, senior reporter covering politics and government for Houston Public Media, joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Andrew, first, why is this happening? Was there a big problem with fraud in elections, huge issues with elections? What's going on?
There were a number of problems in both the primaries and the general elections in 2022. During the primaries, we had very late returns and a number, several thousand votes that had not been counted initially were discovered fairly late in the process. And then during the general election, there were a number of Republican-leaning precincts that apparently did not get as many paper ballots as they needed at the beginning of the day. And several of them wound up running short and were forced to close early, or at least were forced to close for a limited amount of time. And the Republicans basically took this as evidence that the current system in Harris County wasn't working, and that they needed to make some major changes.
That is their justification.
Because they had the votes in the legislature, they were able to push a lot of those changes through.
Yeah, they cited malfunctioning voting machines, long waits, as you said. The Houston Chronicle also found that about 20 polling locations ran out of paper, and some were slightly more likely to be in areas dominated by Donald Trump voters. Houston Public Media also did an investigation, so you found that there were some of these things as well.
That's exactly correct. And it was about 20 locations out of several hundred on Election Day. And what we found in terms of that investigation was that even in places where the Republican-led precincts did run short of paper, it wasn't the vote turnout wasn't sufficient that it would have had any major impact on most of the elections in Harris County.
Well, also our understanding is that voters can cast their ballots anywhere in the county. And so you can go to others if yours runs out of paper. Just we want to look at the laws, but what is the sense there? Is this thought of as being political, or were these problems seen as big enough for the laws we're about to discuss?
It's difficult to say that this is anything other than political. I mean, the people who were pushing this were Republicans. The people who were opposing it were Democrats. Harris County is by far the largest Democratic-run county in the state. It's largely viewed as a lab for various different measures that could potentially be pushed into law if and when the Democrats ever wind up taking control of the legislature. Obviously, that's not something that's going to happen anytime in the immediate future. But it does present a great concern among Republicans who are worried about losing their majority in the state. And so, a lot of Democratic office holders are basically looking at this as a rather heavy-handed move in order to prevent the day when larger parts of the state could wind up switching parties.
Okay, these are proposed laws. These are bills. Let's start with SB 1750. It eliminates the elections administrator in Harris County, including Houston, a position that's only been there for a few years. The thinking behind that?
Well, this was a lot of the people that are looking at what happened in Harris County as potentially either a major misstep, or in some cases there have been accusations that it is deliberate. A lot of the attention has focused on the person who has had the responsibility for running elections over the past few years, and that's the Harris County Elections Administrator. We've had an appointed elections administrator since just after the 2020 general elections. We've had two people in that post. The current person holding that post is a man by the name of Clifford Tatum. He previously had overseen elections in Washington, D.C., and the Republicans largely blame him for what happened on Election Day.
Okay, another bill, SB 1933, would allow the Secretary of State appointed by the governor to have more control over how elections are run in Harris County if there are complaints. Who would file the complaints?
It's a fairly wide range of people that can. It can be either a candidate or a county or state chair of a political party, or a presiding and or alternate or alternate election judge, or the head of a specific purpose political committee that supports or opposes a measure. So it can't be an ordinary voter, but within the limitations, that's a fairly wide number of people that can file complaints that could bring the Secretary of State's attention down on Harris County.
And very briefly, it would move it from a misdemeanor to a felony to vote illegally, but there wasn't widespread illegal voting, was there?
No.
Thank you. Andrew Schneider, a senior reporter covering politics and government for Houston Public Media.